The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio. And the tent was suddenly filled with an announcer's voice speaking Komi. Then with music from Moscow, followed by English and French speech.
The recording was made at the Moscow Theater of Musical Miniatures.
Now, back to modern times.
Your attention, please. At the recommendation of the International Time Bureau, commencing at 23 hours, 59 minutes, 60 seconds UTC, an extra second will be inserted into the NBS time scale. This adjustment is required to maintain internationally coordinated universal time as broadcast from these stations in close agreement with UT1 or astronomical time.
WA6ODB with a question.
And,
you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
And about power. We got so much power now.
You know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
We got so much power now. That's ridiculous.
You know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
Power and all that. That's power. We got so much power. That's ridiculous.
We have
power, 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 power now. Ridiculous. We got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many times?
That's ridiculous. It's not even funny. It's not even funny. It's not even funny.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. How many time zones?
Yeah. We have 4 in this country, right?
How many time zones?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
4 in this country, right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. 4. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Right?
1, 2, 3. Yes, sir. Radio Moscow. 4 time zones?
Yeah. We have 4 in this country, right?
No, sir.
We have.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And,
Do you know how many time zones they have?
Yes, sir. 4. No, sir. I never really studied that up.
11.
11. It's not even funny.
That's 11.
11. That's ridiculous.
11.
11. Well, that's what we can do. We can go anywhere because we live here. We can go anywhere else.
But not only the right of free travel, I'm saying 11.
11. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
11.
11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. 11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. I can believe that. I'm a firm believer in that.
Right?
1, 2, 3. 4. Yes, sir. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Soviet Union's the whole half side of the world.
Yeah.
And we're just one little tenth of the globe.
Yeah.
They, when you talk about fighting, we're a country that we're a firm believer on Christ, and it's called help thy neighbor, do not kill, do not, you know, steal, cheat, lie from everybody. That's why we have to have computers, because man, nobody is perfect, you know. It's not even funny. And about power, man, nobody is perfect. You know,
so what is your point?
Nobody is perfect. You know.
So what is your point, Glenn?
There's two things they'll talk about. One's politics, the other one's religion. The reason you don't talk about them is because they combine in each other. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
You know what I'm saying?
Don't you kid yourself. Thanks, Glenn, for the just thanks for the good thoughts.
This
This concludes our transmission to Oceania. However, listeners in East Asia may continue listening on the following shortwave frequencies. 6110, 7230, 9565, 9760, 15160, and 15425 kilohertz.
Separate the...
Here it comes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Thursday. And sorry again that Mr. Skullhead's Sam setup is just making it completely obnoxious for me to use his computer for this. Maybe I shouldn't use his computer for this. Maybe that's the lesson. That's the take-home message here. Maybe I should do something different.
We could cram all of us into your back office.
That's true.
I don't want to be packed into your back orifice, man.
The sleazy back orifice.
We're gonna have to make a piece of an adventure location called the sleazy back orifice for your office.
Anyway, we got the usual crew plus hot stuff in the hizzy to nizzy.
There are complaints of voice levels being too low.
Of what?
Voice levels being too low.
Yeah, there's nothing that I can do about it. I have absolutely no idea what the fuck is wrong with this, but the mics are turned up, as far as I know, all the way.
Check his sound, whatchamacallit.
It is ramped up. I'm able to turn it up a tiny, tiny bit, and I hope that helps, but seriously.
Everybody's just going to have to turn up their their speakers really high.
Yeah, and then I'll try not to play anything as obnoxious as the last thing. Okay. Anyway, I hope that helped. And if not, like I said, there's really nothing I can do because the volume on the mic is turned up all the way. The mic boost is on. It's just that whenever you plug a splitter into the mic jack on this particular computer, it tanks the mic levels.
So the fact that we have three splitters in there is probably not so helpful.
Yeah. I don't know. I could also try cranking the volume on my mic up to high, but I don't know what that's going to do for everybody else.
Boop.
Yeah, so, anyway.
It's 10 dozen minutes of us talking about how we're talking about talking.
Yeah, 10 dozen minutes of volume levels. I'm afraid that just made me a lot louder than the rest of you guys, so I think I'm actually going to turn this back down. We'll see what happens. Anyway, sorry about the volume, kids. Glebe says, why did you nerf the pinatas? Do you hate Iocane powder? Do you believe there are shore bots? Those pinatas were hardcore. Carl Dark says, I wanted to thank everyone that helped put Con together. I had the greatest time of my life. So I have one question left for you. When's Con 4?
Next year.
Yep, this time next year.
This time, it's next year. other reports are saying that turning your mic up seemed to make you louder without decreasing the others.
Without decreasing or without increasing?
He didn't say. He said without decreasing.
I don't want to be a lot louder than you guys is the problem. Yep. Oh, let's see. LSK says, why can you equip three stuffed shoulder parrots? Do you have three shoulders? Well, no, you equip two on one shoulder. No. You equip one on each shoulder and then one next to the highway.
I was going to put one on the shoulder of the parrot.
Oh, right.
Oh,
yeah. So,
just
in fact,
the
question is, why can't you equip six?
That's an excellent question.
The guy who was saying that, Barkeep, seems to think it was fine with the mics up.
Oh.
So
and
try it. It might be cool.
All right, we will see what happens.
It might make us party animals.
It might. Let's see. Barry says, I tried to say yo-ho-ho in chat as it was Talk Like a Pirate Day, but my poor message got whacked by the secrets filter. Maybe lift the restriction on Talk Like a Pirate Day? I don't know.
Okay, next year
we'll consider it.
If we remember.
If you're still around to pay attention, you'll know whether or not we listened. Nuju says, when you hit the family jewels, they takes damage. Woe is grammar. No, that's actually how it is supposed to be. They takes damage.
They takes all kinds of damage.
Yeah.
Or else they get the hose
they
again.
They get the hoses again.
Yeah.
They get the hose again? Is that not more of a reward to get the hose?
Getting the hose?
Yeah, you'd think.
I try not to think most of the time.
Parafert says, how many raffle tickets are sold every day? Any chance of having a daily tally at the raffle house? Eh. I don't know. I'm afraid that would discourage people from buying tickets if they saw what their odds actually were.
That's not necessarily the case. I mean, you have a pretty decent chance compared to like a state lottery for sure.
All right.
Even buying one ticket, you have a better chance of winning
than the people that don't buy any tickets at all.
Yeah, you have an infinitely superior chance.
ACM says, now that the Peak isn't the only or best place for meat farming, perhaps the ADD shouldn't automatically say it's cold way up here as one of its messages.
I think that's more due to the fact that the ADD demon is...
Yeah, he's talking about up here compared to hell.
Or Hades.
No matter where he is, he says that. It wasn't ever talking about the Peak. But it just so happens that I guess most of the time that he said that, it was up at the top of the Peak.
Because that's where everyone was.
Yeah. Spleenmaster says, has the drop rate on tiny plastic rares been changed? Among all my clan mates, I'm the only one to have ever gotten one from eating a Lucky Surprise egg. No, it's the same as it ever was.
Same as it never was.
Cyan220 says, hooray for Binark! Happy Talk Like a Pirate Day. Also, I'm not greedy for a hook, just happy to know there's a day when everybody is encouraged to make the same lame attempts at humor that I try to do every other day of my life. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will Crimbo ever become one of the weekly holidays in which you can make toys and get a chance for some trophies?
No.
Maybe.
Nah, we've been discussing it, especially since we're slowly starting to filter the toy parts back into regular gameplay.
Yeah, as regular drops. So it's possible. I mean, I wouldn't mind having that part of it as there was last year. I mean, you know, they could just set up Uncle Crimbo's toy carnival or whatever.
They just drag Uncle Crimbo's trailer into we were going to have you be able to fight a pool table, but Jick felt that was wrong.
Oh!
Something already drops felt is the thing. So
you didn't felt that was necessary.
I was gonna have Riff add another monster in the kitchen, but he was too busy stuffing his face to code that one.
Have people found the cool thing yet? That's in the.
I don't think anybody's found that.
Oh, that's so exciting!
I don't think I remember which thing you're talking about. Oh no! Yeah, right. There is still a thing.
A secret thing.
An undiscovered country. Do any of those exist?
I can find out.
Yeah. Grab that. I don't have the thing up in front of me, real quick.
We're not being vague.
Yeah, because I bet if somebody had one, it would almost certainly be somebody that wouldn't know that it was anything new.
That's true.
And so there might be some just sitting in some newbie's inventory.
That's cool.
Ah, boy.
This is 120 minutes of euphemisms and innuendo.
Vagaries.
Evang says, do you have set plans for NS13's rollout soon? Will NS13 bring any new zones as well? I'm very excited to see the new quests and the new zones and the Jew gnomes and the Jello pudding. It was $240 worth of pudding in Spooky Raven Manor. Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah. Don't you worry your pretty little head about it.
Hey, you may be saying to yourselves, Jick, where did you get $240?
There are precisely 11 of those in the kingdom, most of them in the hands of us.
No. Oh, okay. So, but yeah. Are they? Are any in the wild?
There's one, two, three.
Neat.
All
right.
I think they're all equipped too.
I was just in my office building the big list of things to do before and or during NS13, which I'm gonna boldly declare that now that the 8 new zones have been rolled out,
and that moniker can finally put to rest.
Yeah, it can finally be put to rest. We should focus our efforts solely on stuff that's on the NS13 list. And I think there's plenty of stuff for everybody except Xenophobe to do early on. I might have him work on some kind of interfacey stuff for Tuesday updates and that kind of thing. But
I'll keep myself busy.
We're getting close to starting work on it in earnest. And it's kind of nice.
I mean, I gotta say the past 3 or 4 months have been a lot of stuff that we
yes.
like. It's sort of an extended build up to it.
Right.
So it's,
yeah.
So the problem with me is I'm doing my job too well. I'm making everyone else's job too easy.
Right.
So I have less to do.
Yep. Evang says, why hasn't the 120 Minutes podcast updated since the 11th? Presumably because Stargazer was at Con. I think she's caught up on everything now. I think I saw something today that said that our last few shows are up. I also need to, tonight, actually upload this show and the previous show to the Asymmetric Archive.
So a naked Jew will stop messaging me asking.
Yeah, no, nobody can do it except me, so that's...
Yeah,
I just
don't know why he's asking me.
Anyway, you should expect the next 4 or 5 Tuesday updates to probably be relatively small. Because I really want us to...
We also kind of shot the wad on Your Raven.
Yeah, and I really want us to be focusing pretty much exclusively on NS13 stuff now while taking brief little breaks to get our head above water for bug fixes and minor content updates. So, yeah, it's now that the 8 new zones are out, which, you know, the 8 new zones were one of the 5 big items on the NS13 to-do list. You know, which was the fill in the sort of leveling gap, add some variety to places to level from, you know, 9 to 10 to 11, and I think we've done that.
And a little bit in the early areas just to sort of have more variety.
Yeah. So I've got it to the point where there are starting to be things like, all right, Mr. Skullhead, this is what I want you to work on, and it's directly working towards getting NS13 rolled out. Already done that with Riff. Already done that with Hot Stuff, and with me, and I'm just going to go play World of Warcraft for a couple weeks. Just like I did with Spooky Raven Manor. I was like, hey guys, we should put in a haunted house, and it should be 8 zones, and then I went and played World of Warcraft for 2 weeks.
Level up your dwarf.
We've been working on it.
Yeah, we're almost at 20.
Yeah.
You people in your World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
I'm still the only holdout.
Yeah, no.
I actually blame Riff, though, because he made his character after ours and is already well past us.
Yeah. We got him to start playing again so that he could play with us, and he just be out leveled like a
motherfucker. I never know when you guys are on. Message me, like...
We hardly ever are. I mean, we basically only play when Hot Stuff is in town now, so... What's your... We need your name in there. Scalpelia or something?
Yeah, same as the old name, but with an IA on the end.
IA. Enemy Lasagna asks if soy sauce will ever be put into the game. It already was in that one guy's custom avatar.
And he didn't even like the avatar.
Oh, well, yeah.
I think he was upset.
Poor baby.
My food today is mafia violin cases.
Neat. You must have been eating at the arena the first couple of days.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sludgefest says, suggestion to add variety, if not choice. Each ascension, give a bonus to a different random familiar to encourage its use. Well, we're going to do something pretty soon here that's going to encourage some variety and familiar play. That, you know, I wish I could remember whose idea it was. Because it was somebody sent it into the radio show that keeping track of which familiar used on an ascension. Hogulus, maybe. He just has a lot of ideas about familiars.
Van Gobitas.
Huh?
Nothing.
Fat?
Van Gogh.
Van Gobitussin. Yeah, okay.
That's really funny.
Anyway, so Xenophobe today worked out what we've been meaning to do for a long time, and just neither of us had gotten around to it, separating familiar kills from your current familiar's experience and weight.
It's in testing right now.
It is in testing right now. And honestly, it's simple enough that it'll probably roll out tonight. Or tomorrow, if the dev guys don't find anything. I mean, worst case scenario, we lose exactly as much information as we were losing yesterday every time somebody ascended.
Yeah.
So those kills are going to start to be preserved.
And just to preempt the question, yes, whenever we roll it out, it'll probably be during a rollover, and we will set everyone's kills equal to their experience, just sort of right away.
Yep. So you won't lose anything.
Yeah.
And you will no longer lose the overall number of kills when you ascend. So anybody who's holding out for that will no longer have to keep ascending with whatever familiar they're on their leaderboard with or whatever. And also, we can start we can start doing the tracking and put up the weird leaderboards, like fastest hardcore stab bat ascension.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you've done 90% of your adventures with a stab bat or whatever.
For what it's worth, I'm going to start marking some of the items from the 8 new zones public.
Okay.
Yeah, it's after.
It's time.
Yeah.
But I might leave some on public just in case they haven't been sussed out.
Use your own judgment.
Yeah, the thing we were just talking about, leave that one unpublic for now. Until it hits the forums, then it's okay for it to hit cold front. LSK says, why are there 8 zones in a 6-pack? Yeah. Trogdor 007 says, why aren't there more items and effects that affect chat, like the hick and tick and talk? Well, there was a new one 2 days ago. let's see. Jay Herskow says, also, for next Halloween, how about the stainless steel suit clothing gives you steel wool candy? Yeah, those still aren't an outfit, and they really can't be because of the way the outfit code works.
I think I may have found a way to make the outfit code a lot nicer.
Yeah.
So I'll probably play with it if I get a spare moment or two. That might be one of my interface changes.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's almost completely invisible on the back or on the front.
Yep, I'd like for that code to be cleaner.
Is that right now? That's the most irritating thing to do in the code is to add a new outfit.
Adding an outfit, yeah, it's got to go everywhere. LSK says, why do you never need arrows for bows in KOL? Isn't that slightly silly? Well, no.
You use your gold pieces for them.
That'd be funny if it cost like a meat every time you shot a crossbow.
No, I'd have to charge.
Every bow and crossbow in the game comes with a thing that picks up like dust and skin flakes and forms them into ammo and shoots them.
Oh, it's like the hydrogen scoop on the front of a spaceship?
Yeah.
That makes sense, I guess.
Kind of.
Dreamer TK says, are the new hit messages going to appear every time I hit the monster? As I'm adventuring in the cove, I've been seeing a lot of you hit for messages. It's possible that there are situations where there aren't a lot of... Actually, it shouldn't be. It really shouldn't be. Every weapon should have at least 5 or 6 individual things.
I've definitely seen that just you hit for them.
I think there's still a chance that you get them. I don't think that... I think the way that we wrote it, or you wrote it, is such that it's not 100%.
Yeah, it isn't. But it's also possible that Mr. Skullhead, when he was writing the messages for some particular weapon, wrote all of them for hitting something in the wing or the tail.
Uh-huh.
So if you're fighting something that doesn't have a wing or a tail, it won't show up. I mean, not literally that, because I just can't imagine that actually happened, but something like that on a smaller scale.
Have people noticed that there are certain messages that only show up when using a particular weapon against a particular monster? I mean, there's there's some interesting, funny...
I know that somebody noticed that you hit the hacksaw in his backsaw thing, okay. Which was in there. I think I put that in there to test the...
Yeah, I think that was the very first one.
It was
ever.
The very first message that was in there, but... Yeah.
So this, I mean, that just gives the spades fodder to like fight every monster in the game with every weapon in the game. Yeah.
Every time you use the word spade as a verb, a Max Demian cries.
Ivang says, if the 8 new zones aren't part of NS13, as you said, then what's the point of getting them? I suppose you can say that for many zones, but it seems odd not to complain. No, it'll be required after NS13. So I don't think that was a secret. The entire progression through Spooky Raven Manor will become something that you have to do every run. So, ha ha ha. And before people bitch about the amount of time it takes the amount of time you have to spend in the haunted pantry to get through it, just stop, because shut up. I'm not telling you why. But there's a very good reason you should shut up.
And it's because your mouth is flapping. Or something like that.
Zy Vernon says, does damage absorption reduce damage from elemental attacks? I believe so, yeah.
Should.
Zy Vernon says, would it be possible to have items or weapons that had a chance to deal a negative status effect to an enemy? That would be an opportunity for more and varied critical effects. There is currently no good way to track stuff like that.
I mean, there's the things that are successful hit weakens opponent, like the antique spear.
Yeah.
But that's not really an effect so much as it is just reducing monster power or defense, however the hell it works.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I don't really see the need, like if let's say we added some way to poison your weapon or whatever that just makes the monster do less damage when it hits. I don't think there would be any reason to have that only happen for the last, for the next, like, 3 rounds of combat or whatever. So... I mean, it's possible that we could start tracking... I mean, if we were just tracking in the fight a, like, monster damage bonus. Mm-hmm. That would actually be interesting in both directions, because then we could do the whole, you know, if a monster gets down to a low number of hit points, it could start hitting harder because it goes berserk or whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
And also things that would, you know, things that would cause the monster to do less damage to you over time. I mean, maybe Psalm of Pointiness, you know.
Yeah, or like maybe you, like, break the monster's appendix or something.
Yeah.
Three.
But just, I mean, different ways to de-level the monster. Like, you know, make it, it's got the same likelihood of hitting you, but it does less damage, that kind of thing. Like, that's, you know, that would be a thing where one extra field in the fight code we could use for a bunch of different things. So that's,
Those fields are my favorite.
Yeah, Dive Vernon says, some weapons, like the Rusty Grave Robbing Shovel and the Ghoul Launcher, could have some kind of disease-slash-poison effect, lowering power-slash-defense, increased fumble chance, etc. Yeah, that's another thing, increasing fumble and auto-hit chance during combat. I don't really like the idea of having that as an enchantment on items, you know, but yeah, things that, that's kind of cool. Dive Vernon says, if it doesn't already, your muscle should deal more extra damage when your muscle is higher than the monster's defense when you're wielding a two-handed
melee
weapon.
That's actually something that I had wanted to do, that if you're using a two-handed weapon, you have maybe a slight power increase, like maybe plus 10% or something. Just, I don't know.
Yeah, well, or maybe, yeah, I mean, maybe that's what, maybe, like, do it the way he says. Like, if you have a two-handed weapon, then you get, you know,
and if it's a muscle
110%
weapon
of your strength overage in damage. If you have a one-handed weapon, you get 90% of your strength overage in damage. That's neat. Mr. Ascender says, the non-magic 8-ball should answer questions given to it, but it should always answer 8. I think we have a winner.
Yeah, I agree.
Cyan220 says, I get it now. 8 new zones in a ghost voice because the 8 new zones are haunted. That's awesome. Also, did you know that your 8 new zones voice sounds kind of like the cryogenics lab in Futurama? Welcome to the world of tomorrow! What is the airspeed of a swallow? Points out, as has been pointed out to me several times over the last few days. The skeletal cat apparently doesn't have any attack messages.
I added some. Okay, I've added 2.
I fucking know that I wrote them. I think I just forgot to save it at the time when I was editing the things, and that really irritates me. Because I remember writing the critical.
Yeah.
Because it was something
the ones
that
I wrote aren't very good. So.
Jumping nimbly pimbly from tombstone to tombstone.
See, mine were really, really shitty, so you should probably go in there and fix them.
I'll take a look and Riff take a look. Okay. Max Van says, why doesn't the one ball have a Hitler joke? Oh. You've heard that Hitler had one of these. Yeah. I did finally change the description of the Spooky Raven ballroom key to talk about how legendary Lord Spooky Raven's balls were. Tommy Tom says, awesome work on the 8 Junomes. The pool balls are particularly nice. Well, thank you.
Somebody in chat thought the 4 you drew looked like a Y.
Alan C. says, could you maybe change the description for channel normal? About whatever makes people think that clan ads, spoilers, trades, games, and lots of other things are fine and normal. No. Also, really? Any chance you can move the long rollover to a different night? Saturday's just about the only night I can stay awake past rollover. I mean, we looked at Webilizer, and it said that it said that 2% of our player base usually plays on an unknown night of the week, and 99% usually play on an
other
night of the week.
Yeah, I totally missed that.
So then we
I looked at the total unique IPs, total page loads, and total kilobytes transferred, and in all 3 cases, Saturday was our slowest day. So that's why I picked that. We're not completely stuck on one day or another, though. So.
Yeah, we're definitely not married to the current setup. So, I mean, it's... Yeah. I feel like there are going to be some people who complain.
No matter what.
No matter what day we do it, right?
I feel if a long rollover on Saturday is more difficult for you, then you should endeavor to play your turns, like, 3 or so hours before rollover. I mean, like, however long it generally takes you to run all your turns, start playing that much amount of time before rollover instead of waiting until afterwards.
Yeah.
Or and then go out and do something on
Saturday. Yeah, and you'll also enjoy much, much less lag when you're playing.
Absolutely. Quietus says the Jawbones description would be a lot funnier with some sort of the dig reference, i.e. using it to cut somebody's hand off after they get it stuck in a crevice.
I totally am angry now that I forgot that. I'll see what I can do.
What did you... I didn't even read any of the bone description.
Well, the only special one is the seventh left rib, which says, I want my seventh left, seventh left, seventh left, I want my seventh left.
And the rest of them are all just generic? We didn't do on the 12th thoracic vertebrae my true love gave to me.
Okay, I'm going to make a note of that.
some tiny bits of desiccated connective tissue and some dirt.
You should make an effort to make every bone have some sort of... song, misheard song lyric.
Like,
yeah, I don't know about that.
Slow motion Walter the fire engine guy. Which I still just don't believe anybody ever thought that song said that. Arcane says, any chance of getting some Dysgea references? Prinnies, explosive murderous penguins would rock, dude. And I get that because I've been watching my wife play Dysgea 2.
Oh, yeah? How is it? I've got it. I haven't started playing
it
yet.
It's just goddamn baffling to watch because the screen whips around so fast, and, like, if you're not the one running the scroller...
Have you seen this? This is the strategy guide.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's got all the story spoilers. It put them all in one section in the middle and printed that section upside down. So when you're just paging through the book,
you
don't
accidentally
read any
of it. That's really clever.
Yeah,
but it seems pretty. It seems funny actually. Like the item descriptions. There was one for some the item description for some like double slap weapon was like, I'm sorry, baby. Why do you make me do that to you? Neat. It's like a wife beating joke in the just sort of hidden in the middle of this.
Yeah, the first one was really funny too.
I feel like I might actually like it because the thing that I just fucking hate about tactics games is managing like 30 guys at the same time. Hmm. I always said that if there was a game like that I only ever had like 4 or 5 characters that I would play it and it would be fun.
Seems more like a puzzle game.
You get more characters, but you don't like you can only have 10 guys on the field at any given time.
See, that's too many.
So if you want, you can have like a bazillion guys and pick just the ones.
I mean,
what
my problem with Final Fantasy Tactics when I started playing it was that it was like, all right, so you know my guys are all level 6 except for the healer that I just got, so now I either have to like take this just useless person onto a battle so that they'll level up. Mm. Or just abandon them and never use anything but the guys that I've been using for the first few levels. And, like, do they gain experience if you don't play with them?
No, I think you do end up having to level people.
But the fact that you can repeat levels, that actually... Yeah. The fact that you can repeat levels more than makes up for that, because you can play through the early game again, I guess. I don't know. I probably should try it.
I should warn you, though, that the first game I spent... 200 hours playing that game, and I didn't get any of the most powerful weapons. I only got one of the second most powerful weapons, and there were still 2 bosses that I never was able to beat.
Wow. After 200 hours.
After 200 hours, yeah.
I mean, I was watching Phoenix play. It seemed more like a puzzle game to me than anything.
It's got a lot of puzzle elements, yeah.
Because of the way that the battlefields are laid out, and like you get such a huge bonus from doing things in a very,
yeah,
like a very
doing
spectacular
like combo,
way.
Combo yeah. tricks, yeah. like things that, yeah, that's...
Combo
there's
breaker.
A lot of that, yeah.
So, I mean, it...
Which actually is one of my favorite things, because there's, like, there's a real puzzle element with... It's got, like, all the little... colored some of the zones have like little colored panels on the ground.
Right. Yeah, and that's yeah, that's pyramids. What that's
and
what
if
we
you
were.
Like spend the time to get it all set up so that you can explode all the panels in one shot, you get just such amazing bonuses. And it's actually an interesting puzzle working it out too.
Huh. So it is kind of like a Sokoban kind of combat system.
Yeah.
But it's still got all the, like the random chance of actually hitting and combos and stuff. Like that's interesting. That actually is
kind of interesting. No, it'd be cool. And the cutscenes, I really like. I just fucking hate cutscenes in general. Like, you know, it's like it's either, you know, humorously mistranslated stuff which gets old after a while, you know, it's not funny anymore, or it's some like really badly written sophomoric soap opera,
yeah,
or you know, it's just
crap Tolkien or something.
Yeah. I mean, and just it's like I realize that some people play games to get the cutscene as a reward, and then I'd want to find those people and kick them in the balls. Actually,
as a reward, likely
kick them in the vagina. But then again, I want to kick everybody in the vagina. So everybody, come into the vagina so I can kick you. Tom 93 says, okay, the misshapen animal skeleton, rather, making the misshapen animal skeleton without spoilers was the most fun ever. I just wish I hadn't ruined the NPZR way back when. Well, you know, glad Riff was able to make something that yep. made you happy.
Probably in retrospect, we should have made them tradable but not mollable. But that would have taken some extra coding.
Yeah.
We don't currently have anything that works like that.
And I don't know. That would have just cluttered the shit out of
the trade channel.
The trade channel, yeah.
Which I suppose the bones are doing right now.
The trade channel is not the game. But I don't know. I mean, I don't.
It's in the game.
Yeah. It makes me so angry that people will. Anything that people can trade, people will sell. Regardless of the steps that we take. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, now that we can go inside Cobb's Knob and inside the haunted place, any plans to let us go into the buildings that the sleazy back alley is between? Yeah.
Maybe someday you'll be able to go across the street to that library.
Yeah. You know, I can imagine that if we decide to do more of these, the sewer would be good to open up as, like, Stench City. And the sleazy back alley could open into some sort of, like, hobo shanty town, like a cross between the bridge
and the River Kwai,
William Gibson's San Francisco trilogy, and I don't know, Mad Max.
And I think we have a guild quest place in the works, in the long term works, that will be like a fire version of that, a hot version,
and in McLarge, which is obviously the cold version.
So we'll kind of have one giant area for each element in the long term, but not pre-NS 13, probably not part of NS 13. So
but definitely post-NS 13, if at all.
Yeah.
Well, considering that everything else is post-NS 13.
Yeah.
Oatgan says, I thought the American Gothic picture was of a brother and sister. I could be wrong.
Well, I think the models are brother and sister, but that doesn't necessarily mean the characters depicted.
What I read was the models were the artist's sister and his dentist.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Captain Ocelot says, if nobody is sure why purple is used to represent sleaze, obviously nobody has done his research. He just isn't sharing his insights with us. I don't remember where I wrote that.
In the five ball description.
Oh, okay. Walla Walla 23 says, one of the eight new zones should have an ultra rare, the Semitic Octonome.
Huh.
Dizion says, why isn't the new pen mightier than the sword? the penis mightier. Walla Walla 23 says, I love the Twilight Zone reference in the library, by the way. Is there a Twilight Zone reference in the library? I don't think I'm aware of the Twilight Zone reference in the library. It might have been an accident.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, no, To Serve Man.
Oh.
To Serve Man, Delicious Cocktails. Okay, that was...
Yeah.
Also, is the scullery maid in any way referencing Mr. Skullhead's wife?
Oh!
No. No. I've never seen her wearing a skirt. That's probably totally not true. Jump the Shark says, have any of you ever had jungle fever, dated a black chick or dude?
I had malaria once.
Have you actually had malaria?
No. Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm married to a mulata. So, yeah, I had half of jungle fever.
I watched jungle fever.
I saw part of it once. Walla Walla 23 says, if you don't want anybody to spread spoilers, make sure that there are spoilers where no one can find them in the documentation.
No.
Nova Knight 21 says, why doesn't the librarian Banshee take one damage from physical attacks? She is a ghost, after all. No, she's not. She's a Banshee. Banshees aren't non-corporeal.
Susie's also a Banshee, and, you know, she runs the arena.
Peekaboo.
Street?
Street.
What?
Sweet. And Naked Jew says, how come Monday show isn't on jigshow.asymmetric? Then sad face. Yeah, you know.
Because we hate you and want you to fail.
Bunya Bandler says, I really think that the misshapen animal skeleton and its pieces shouldn't be tradable. You should have to work really hard to get it, like with the NPZR or the spooky / sleazy gravy fairies.
Well, I figured it was... I wanted people to be able to swap bones with each other, and...
It still takes a long time, and yeah. It's not a trivial task to get all
of them. I mean, for every one of those that exists, somebody had to farm them, you know? I mean, it's like... Some of the people on Dev were also telling us we should make them untradeable, but then we were just like, you know, I just feel like something that's tradable actually sort of indulges the collector desire more than something that's not. Because, I mean, you can not only collect them from where they come from, but you can collect them from other people, too. Max Vance says, why doesn't the confused goth music student drop the sheet of music he's holding? Perhaps it could be used like a mafia aria. Well, the reason that none of those other monsters in the conservatory drop anything is because we figured that people would be just farming the shit out of the conservatory for the bones, and we didn't want to create a glut of some other item that was just sort of incidental to that. That's why the only other thing that drops anything just drops a meat stack. Ivank says, the way you get to the second floor is amazing in that you find it in the center of the Sorcerer's Hedge Maze. Max Vance says, seems like this Halloween got overshadowed by the 8 new zones. Isn't that sad?
I just think it was just the best coincidence.
Yeah, that was such a weird...
That was fantastic.
I did not know that it was trick-or-treat day that day until the day before. Snot says, since there's been so much emphasis on new text all over the place, any chance there might be familiar combat text rewrite down the line? The ADD and hair are excellent, and it would be damn cool to see every familiar with fun things to read. Yeah, I don't know. I just rewrote the way all the combat familiars work, and the way that those are doesn't really lend itself to that, but I could maybe go through and some of the more boring ones, give them a handful of different things that they could say, but... Max Vance says, how does rollover work now as opposed to how it used to work? I guess there's really no harm in...
Give me a minute. I need to pause my game here. What we did to shorten rollover is normally there is a section in rollover where we delete inactive players. There's a section where we delete old messages. And then there's a section where we do what's called deleting unassociated records, which real database types would cringe at this because they would be all fancy with their cascading deletes. But... basically, sometimes whenever a player gets disabled or deleted or something, they kind of leave things strewn around the database, like items that don't belong to anyone. So we had to spend a lot of time during rollover cleaning those up. So I moved all three of those to Saturday. And it's our hope that it won't take 2 hours.
Yeah, I really don't believe that...
I don't think it will either.
I don't believe it'll be additive at all. My guess is that it's going to take like maybe an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure most of the work for those is searching for what to delete, not actually deleting them.
Yeah,
So.
And then the search should be similarly timed.
But, you know, worst case scenario, it's going to be 2 hours.
Yep. Gleave says, will there ever be zones of the non-8 variety that will require more than one adventure to go to other than the shore? Now, I think that the shore already sucks enough for a whole set of zones like that. Ivank says, the 8 new zones made me really nostalgic for when I first started playing and had to figure out what to do on my own. I would like it if you guys could do this more. Well, I would like it if we could do this more, too, but... I don't know how many of those we got in us in a given year.
Yeah, no shit. And I did the least work, and it's already like...
How long did it take from initial conception to rolling it out?
I don't know. When did I go to Chicago?
I mean, you did that after I left town, so it was only like 5 weeks ago.
Yeah. I guess it took 5 weeks. It was a long 5 weeks, though. I mean, it was...
You guys started on it like in earnest when I got, during my vacation.
Yeah, I mean, we initially. I forget. I think the initial genesis of it was a phone call with Hot Stuff during Lollapalooza. Then at the airport on the way home from Lollapalooza, where I accidentally got us there like 4 hours early, I wrote a real skeletal outline of what I wanted in there, and then we fleshed it out over a couple of weeks, and then spent another 3 weeks really seriously working on it.
I mean, it was a week in testing.
So maybe it was only 2 weeks that it actually... Maybe the actual work only took 2 weeks. Because it wasn't... I mean, it kind of got rolled out close to all at once. I mean, it wasn't like a lot of stuff that I've worked on in the past where, you know, I'd get a big chunk of it done and then do 10 other things in the meantime. Like, we kind of didn't... I guess... What were the last few Tuesday updates? I mean, what did we do
combat
in the middle
text.
Of this? The combat text thing, which was all Scully, basically, after I also wrote that after I got back from Lollapalooza, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like being in that mode is something that I can't really do all that often.
Really? But I mean, that's so much fun.
It is fun. It's fun, but I think it's intellectually taxing. I mean, you know, I worry that I need, like, sort of downtime to recharge the... I could do the work, but I just don't think that it would be good. I mean, I think that we could probably add a chunk of content the size of Spooky Raven Manor once a month, but I don't think that it would continue to be any good. I mean, I'm really satisfied with the way the house turned out.
Yeah, it also kind of set the bar a little too high. Then I feel comfortable with
yeah,
that.
You got to give the funny glands time to recharge.
Yeah.
And also, it seems like there's a large section of the player base that thinks that, you know, adding too much content too quickly makes the game sort of overwhelming.
Yeah.
So, you know, we should need to be careful, I guess, balancing that
out. Yeah. I think part of the problem there is that a lot of people for so long had the entire game basically figured out.
Yeah.
That
I mean,
once
they
we started, you know, with our normal update schedule, it was easy to keep up. Now that we've started just, you know, with the Tuesday thing, it's the biggest problem with that.
I mean,
for certain definitions, a problem.
Yeah, I really think that, you know, you look at, okay, I feel like World of Warcraft. Sorry to keep, you know, talking about this,
care.
But World of Warcraft, I think, is pretty friendly to new players. It ramps up the complexity of what's going on, you know, over time. Like you have to be playing for a long time before you ever find anything to wear on your head. You know, for instance, like, and you're in a relatively limited. One thing that we don't have is we don't have any actual geography. But, you know, I mean...
There's more of that coming.
I suppose that it might be a little less... I don't know. I feel like town might be a little overwhelming for a new player because there are a handful of things in there that are important and only a couple of them do you need... early on. So, I mean, I wonder if maybe, like, a restructuring of town such that it was just smaller when you were a new player, the way everything else is smaller. I mean, the mountains don't have anything in them except the shrines and the... Which I would like for the shrines to not even be there.
I disagree with you. Because we had this discussion earlier, like, I don't know, a year ago or 6 months ago, and... I felt like the shrines were something that it wasn't a zone, and it gave you, from the first time you go there, this notion that there's something out there, these three locked doors. Like, how do you get in there, right? Like, that's really interesting and something that you want to find the answer to.
Right.
And so, like, not having that there would be really weird, I think.
I think I agree with Jick's sentiment, though, that maybe making the town, Teesside Town, a little
bit. I had been thinking for a while that it might be neat to... Ah, crap. It might be neat to do an event sort of thing where town got upgraded to, like, a walled city kind of thing instead of this sort of shitty, like, F-troop fort that it consists of now.
Like an upgrade where certain buildings that had been on fire and flooded for the last couple of
years. Yeah, also that. But, I mean, I wonder if we couldn't sort of... Take the existing stuff that's in town and divide it into a number of, like, sensibly divided districts that kind of unlocked over a short, pardon me, a short period.
Can we do the wishing fountain thing then?
But you know, most of those stores, I feel like most of the stores you don't necessarily need access to right off the bat. And the thing is, it could be something, and this would be a little goofy, I guess, but I just don't know. I like having all the stores in one place, you know, but at the same time.
But I don't feel like that's the overwhelming part. Like, going to a market and seeing 10 different stores isn't overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like, because people expect that, you know. Like, and we do. Like, the mall doesn't open up. The flea market doesn't open up. I mean, like, there are things that don't open up until you get to later levels.
Yeah.
It's sort of the left and right side of the tracks, you know, that really have a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what we should think
about. The oddness of the dungeon full of dungeons being right there in town.
Yeah, the dungeon full of dungeons needs to not be in town, and it needs to have some kind of rationality for opening up, because everything else is pretty good.
Yeah.
You go to the plains, and there's like one thing on the plains.
Right.
Or I don't know if there's more than, there might be more than one thing on the plains.
The knobs, and like Susie's, I think that's it.
Yeah. Well,
the knob, the arena, and Degrassi Knoll, maybe.
Degrassi Knoll doesn't open up until
okay.
Funhouse will open up later.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, you know, and in the forest isn't even there. Desert Beach isn't even there, and when it does open up, there's only one thing. I mean, you know, I feel like, yeah, our game is complicated, but it does reveal its complexity slowly, except in the case of town.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, well, we should toss around, you know, just
the
vague
football.
Back of the mind thinking about that. I mean, I would like to see it have real walls made of stone, is what I want. I would like for Seaside Town to be like a medieval city rather than a fort. I don't like the fact that the Hall of Records takes up 1/9 of town.
Do we have any narrative justification at this point for all the adventurers living in a campground outside of town?
No. We might,
nobody,
however,
can afford the hotel.
I was kind of starting to think about it in terms of, like, you, once you're in a clan, you live in the clan hall. You know, I feel like we could justify that.
Huh.
And some of the clan furniture purchasable is just better beds to sleep in.
Interesting.
It would require a slight revamp or repurposing narratively of how the campground works then.
Yeah, see, that's just the thing that I don't know. I mean, it's not really a campground, you know, it's more like your house.
Yeah.
Maybe the campground becomes the housing district.
Ooh, the campground should become Tayard.
Yeah.
We could have a lake of boating nearby.
Yeah, where you could go boating. Yeah,
that'd be great.
Except for the lake would be closed most of the time.
It's 22% stocked.
Finish those. I hope whoever is working on those listens to me complaining about how I want to fucking play those games. You jerks. Minty Fresh says, I nearly cried when my pile of dusty animal bones revealed a dusty sixth lumbar vertebra.
Yes, that's exactly the reaction I was hoping and praying for.
Wait, what? Cried? Wait a minute.
I couldn't wait to see people.
How many bones are there?
What?
It would have been kind of funny if they didn't do anything. If, you know, if you just got like 100 of them. And, like,
yeah, no.
Yeah,
no.
Then you just had a collection for your display
case. That
would have
been funny.
for various definitions of funny.
Yeah, for us, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, Minty Fresh says, Dusty Wright fibula, best item descriptions this side of the hot crossbow. I was actually pretty proud of Riff for the hot crossbow description. What's the Dusty Wright fibula?
Let me see. I've got one, I'm pretty sure.
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, I think I remember. Let me see. It's the fibula is one of the long bones in a mammal's lower leg. It gets its name from the fact that its marrow produces the hormone fibulin, which fuels the brain's ability to construct lies such as this one.
Oh, boy. Teen Rocker says, "Dear Janice, sorry I couldn't make it to the con. Look forward to meeting other loathers and U-boats."
Loathers.
Loathers and U-boats?
That's the best Freudian slip since gay OL.
That's not a very good Freudian slip.
My question is, are you aware of the figurine from Comic-Con? Stands are very brittle. My lime was on its stand, and the lime hole nub thingy snapped off in the figurine. Are you seeking an alternative material for the stands? I think that we should, because my suggestion to them, which they, I think, did not get to them in time, was that they use the same metal construct that they did in the Gravy Fairy inside the...
Except that the base of the line. The pretentious artist would like the stands to be completely transparent, so the idea being that it is floating
there. Yeah, but no, that it's clear plastic with a tiny metal piece jutting out of the top of it. It would stick down slightly into it, but the thing is, it's not like you can pretend that the stand isn't there. It is technically transparent, but you couldn't read through it. You know, I mean, it's
You could read through the base, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have, you know, the toys, the figurines, you know, have been created. Theoretically, they're going to arrive in the U.S. some year, and we can sell them in the store. We would eventually like to do another set, like a second series, or like more of these potentially, and we would like to do them out of a different material. They're made out of resin right now instead of like a plastic or something, which I actually really like the resin personally.
They're really nice and hefty.
But yeah, they have a real nice weight to them and stuff like that. But the pretentious artist would prefer them to be in a different material as well. So I mean, in the future things may change.
In the future things may change.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, you know, your first edition one may be
your first
more
edition
valuable.
Broken one. I mean, I gotta say that of the two samples of the limes that I got, I broke the first one.
Yeah.
Like right out of the box,
really?
Which is actually a bag. Yeah. I mean, and I told them, hey, how about maybe use that metal thing? And then the next samples they sent for approval just didn't have it. But I don't know that I told them. I might have told one of the five people on our end who was in contact with the one guy who was in contact with them.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
It's not an ideal situation.
Yeah. But you know what? It's better than the situation we had for the last year that we spent absolutely fruitlessly trying to get some toys made. So
yeah.
I think it's time for us to take a little bit of a break. And I think that maybe what we're going to listen to on our break is
the sounds of the listeners screaming from the really loud music.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to play some Morrissey. This song starts out pretty quiet, I think. So,
maybe.
What are we going to do? We're going to play Now My Heart Is Full and then Spring Heeled Gym. And then how about The More You Ignore Me, The Closer I Get. And that'll put us at a little over 10 minutes, at the end of which we will see you and continue to talk about stuff.
And things.
Too much. Central.
like Massachusetts, simply get them. Son of a bitch. Sorry about that, everybody.
Welcome back.
I keep thinking that I've got this set up right, but maybe he keeps changing the settings when he uses it for his own show. In fact, I actually... should look at this and see. Motherfuck.
What happened?
I'm pretty sure...
You haven't been recording.
Oh, no, I have been. Never mind. Good. I was looking at the wrong stream. Last time, one of our shows didn't get recorded because somebody turned off the little checkbox that was set to record stuff. Oh, right fib is what he said. Okay. Let me see. 6 Feet Under says, I was just wondering why all the third-level cocktail crafting drinks have the same drink message, you drink the fruity girl drink. For example, I don't think a vodka martini plus ice cubes makes it a fruity girl drink. Vodka is manly, damn it, and I doubt a pink pony is the same thing as a slip and slide. Well, yeah, I don't know. Those need messages. That came from a moment of weakness and recycled text for me.
We had suggested some, but they didn't get put in, like, a year and a half ago.
Wow, whatever. Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You liked the Fruity Girl drink line for some reason.
Did I?
I think so.
Dreamer TK says, how come the bedroom doesn't have any beds? Didn't you read the Rise and Fall of the Spooky Raven Family? It explains that. Minty Fresh says, are you ever going to reach the time in which every zone has an ultra rare encounter? I seriously doubt it.
Yeah, those are kind of hard to write.
Yeah, and we don't come up with ultra rares nearly as fast as we come up with zones. I think we've got a couple that will go in one of these days.
Yeah.
One of them actually is almost completely done. I think the monster is totally written and just needs hot stuff to work some animatronical magic with an item that I already made and animated.
But so. No one can find. Oh, did you add that?
Yeah, I think I finally uploaded it.
Okay, it's not linked to correctly, but
oh,
that's cool.
Okay. Yeah, anyway. It's by the exact opposite of popular demand, the ultra rare is not something that allows you to pull familiars out of terrariums. Because, damn. You know, I'm used to pissing off the player base, but I'm not used to pissing off the dev team that much.
It's just almost unilaterally opposed the idea.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, the best any of us could come up with is we didn't really care. So the fact that, like, you know, it's like 95% fuck no, 5% nah. It's kind of maybe not the best idea. Ricker Scott says, why doesn't a class's elemental resistance match up with its new elemental skill?
What? I don't understand that question.
What, because we didn't want every class to have spooky resistance? Is there intrinsic? If I'm reading that question right. Enter the Wumpus says, I can't take this bullshit much longer. Why did you nerf the pantry? That was the only place to farm for can lids, and now I have to do these stupid little side puzzles. By which I mean, awesome work, guys. Love the new stuff. Gorblack says, will we ever learn more about Boris Jarlsberg and Sneaky Pete's? I think, isn't there some lore in some of your guild content about the...
No, I don't think so, actually. Huh.
I thought we had something.
Boris's dog's middle name was Patricia, strangely enough. Wow. So there you go. You just learned something.
And also that Boris was the kind of guy who gave his dog a middle name.
Yeah.
But that was or more than one name.
Thomas.
More than I usually get. Picked.
Thomas Patricia. Yeah. Yeah.
Karloff.
Karloff.
Thomas Patricia Karloff. Yeah. So Boris's dog was named Thomas Patricia Karloff.
III, Esquire. Yep.
That's like when we found out that the lead of the head of the Council of Living is named Abe Vigoda. No relation. And the no relation is actually part of his name. Mr. No Name says, Dear Chicken Co., thanks for all the new content. Out of interest, how many people have the new familiar? I don't actually know.
There are more than one.
Yeah, which one?
Oh, right, yeah.
Probably
Has anybody found the
carbohydrate? Yeah.
That was a funny coincidence that it turns out that Scary Death Orb is an anagram of carbohydrate.
Carbohydrates.
Oh, carbohydrates. I see.
Yeah, big difference there, you know.
Carry.
Let's see. And Naked Juice says, in the Chintzy Seal Pendant description, it should say, it fills you with rage, not in fills you with rage.
I fixed all of the typos that he just
pointed out. Oh, did he? I see.
Yeah, there's several.
Wow, damn. LSK says, hey, now that the 8 new zones have been completely spaded out, are there any plans for more exciting content? They haven't been completely spaded out.
Yeah, you guys are missing something.
Yeah.
At least one thing.
Yeah. And, nope, we're never adding any more exciting content. It's just boring content from here on out.
Oatmeal.
Yeah.
And,
more oatmeal. And monsters and...
Flip asks if the Piet Mondrian picture in the Haunted Gallery was supposed to be any painting in particular, or just that guy's crazy idea of art in general.
It's Broadway Boogie Woogie.
Okay.
That's the name of it.
Okay. I thought he did a bunch of paintings like that.
He did, but that was the particular one I was looking at the time.
Oh, okay. Because I remember the one when I drew it, I wasn't looking at anyone in particular. Yeah. Let's see. Adam Bomb says, what does Aaron Burr and my penis have in common? They have both shot Alexander Hamilton.
What?
Aaron Burr.
Yeah,
okay. Aaron Burr!
That was the bullet.
Those were great ads.
let's see. Tom 93 says, I hit your mum with a giant baton.
All right. Dude, you won't stop talking.
Also, it smells a bit like an alligator, made me laugh out loud. Yep. Gracious Symbol says, would you consider putting the Shrug Off menu right on the skills pane? It seems like a more useful place to access it. Thanks. The Shrug Off thing is pretty much entirely for you to be able to shrug off buffs that were cast on you by other people. I never meant for people to really be using that on buffs that they themselves are using. So, as infrequently as you're going to get a buff that you don't want cast on you by somebody else, I think it's fine where it is.
Yeah.
I see no reason to clutter up the skills page with a list of your effects, because that's just kind of going to be useless to most people most of the time. So. Yeah. Basadilla says, does damage absorption affect how much damage you take when you fumble and hit yourself? No. It doesn't. But neither do any of the other things that modify damage, so it's just pure weapon damage. You don't have any armor on your feet.
Or your forehead.
Yeah. Well, no.
Or your eye.
I think you always drop it on your foot.
No, I've dropped them on my eye before.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh. You don't have any armor on anywhere. Sizzler says, the 8 new zones are great, they're interesting and very fun to play. Also, congratulations on having new content which didn't generate any stupid whining from players.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it did.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody... In fact, I think there are people whining about the antique armor because of some effect on PvP.
It's the highest powered equipment.
Yeah. Glebe says, does Asymmetric have any interest in buying an ad in my school yearbook? If so, I could totally hook you up. That's the kind of thing that I think would be funny to do, but we don't ever want to...
We don't really ever
want to advertise, and we especially don't want to advertise to minors.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the game is not at all intended for kids, and I think that... We have a number of ways of demonstrating that that's the truth, but one of those numbers of ways is the fact that we've never advertised to kids or actively promoted the game to kids. And so, you know, it'd be funny. It would have been funny. I was going to take out an ad in Ari's high school paper, but then didn't for exactly the same reason.
Which is funny because my cousin teaches there, too.
Yeah, it's very
weird.
Very strange.
Coincidence.
Small world. Small world.
Yeah. But we have considered, and I think I probably will eventually try to do some college advertisement, because I think there are probably a lot of kids in college who have never heard of us, and I think that'd be a good market for us to sort of do some stuff. And eventually I'd like to do some street team stuff, get volunteers
Maybe.
To, like, you know, put posters up somewhere or whatever, you know, which I think would be fun. It'd be neat to see posters of a sword and martini guy having a posse somewhere or whatever that we had nothing to do with.
Colmody has a posse.
Colmody does have a posse.
And Naked Juice says, you should go see Scoop. It's the latest Woody Allen movie, and it's really nothing like the typical Woody Allen movie. It's really interesting and genuinely suspenseful. Archangel UK says, hey guys, big thanks for finally getting a snifter of brandy into the game. Yeah, that was my wife's idea. So now we've got our 8 new groans, or my mean zones, and our 6 new skills, and of course the 7 undiscovered trophies. What will we have 9 and 5 of, and will we have enough for a rousing chorus of the 12 Tuesdays of KOL for Crimbo?
Crimbo's going to be a clustered fuck this year. It's just like...
It's a Moxie Day, it's Crimbo and Halloween.
Yeah.
And we're rolling out NS13 that day.
Merry Crimbo!
So, Madeline says, I remember when the leaflet had the ring, etc. added. You said you'd add more negative effects from monsters soon. Was this idea scrapped, or are some on the way, or am I crazy?
I want to add lots more.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't want them to, like, fuck with people that much.
They don't have to be huge, but there should be a lot of them. You know, they don't have to be really super annoying.
Yeah, I mean, I guess a bunch of monsters having, like, you know, a -3 to a stat effect,
exactly.
Or, you know, -3 damage. I mean, that's not...
And we could just make the ones from high-level monsters just last longer.
You know? Oh, that's true. Yeah, or the ones from high-level monsters could be a little tougher, too. I mean, because really, that's only going to be messing with people on the real bleeding edge of gameplay, and that's
right.
Kind of the people we want to mess with, because those are the people who sort of determine whether or not our game is too easy at the extreme. So,
right.
I mean, you know, as long as they're funny, which I don't think we would have that much trouble coming up with something funny. One thing that I would like to do is change the way the monster specials work, right? Like, the way they work right now, a monster can have exactly one special. Like, we couldn't have something that was physically resistant and also poisoned you.
It'd be pretty... comma delimited.
Yeah, I was seriously thinking about just making it a char field and making it a comma delineated list and just writing a function.
Again, database people are crying right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know. They fucking hate us. Everything that we do, they just makes them hate us. Serious programmers, serious database people. But, you know what?
It works.
Yeah, and it's honestly the best way to do what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Juswami X says, isn't that the proper form of non-corporeal incorporeal? I think non-corporeal is a word.
Not interesting side note, perhaps. We figured out while preparing for the 8 new zones that non-plussed has 2 meanings in English which are directly opposite each other.
Yeah. Yeah, non-plussed. I've always used non-plussed to mean sort of unfazed. Right, but what it actually means is phased to the point of not knowing what to do or say.
Yeah,
and it has just been used incorrectly.
And it's just recently.
Yeah,
in
recently.
English.
Like, but I mean recently in like
yeah,
I don't know
the
amount of time that I've been speaking
right.
English is recent in terms of you know English, but yeah, so that's weird. The way that most people seem to use it now is still not in dictionaries.
Yeah.
But
which is cool.
It's very strange.
I like how language is so like amorphous,
malleable.
Like that. Yeah.
Sable 4 says, "Ode to Booze doesn't seem to work if the character and inventory panes haven't refreshed since you got the effect."
That should not be the case.
Yeah, that should not be the case. Because I'm almost sure that. All right, he says, "I got 14 from a Tiki Wheela Slammer, a number impossible with Ode." If Booze didn't call get player,
I'm pretty sure it does.
Do you think?
If only there were some.
It's also sometimes people don't realize that there are outliers where occasionally, like one out of every 30 times a beverage is consumed, you can get a.
But it's always the outliers are always high.
Oh, are they always high? I didn't realize
yeah,
that. I thought there's never
an especially rare low number.
Okay.
Well, you know,
I think there might
that
be
may not be true. Something that was cranked up to like 0.95, it would then you'd just have a very rare chance of getting the bottom end. That was another thing where when I actually posted the math on the forums, people pointed out how fucked up my math was. Yeah.
I always thought it was a little strange, but you know,
yeah, well.
Whatever.
You know what? No, it doesn't call get player at all.
So.
But whenever you get an effect, it should.
Unless you get an effect from somebody else.
Ah, damn it.
When you get an effect from somebody else... So, okay, Ode to Booze maybe doesn't work if somebody else casts it on you, and then you immediately hit the drink button.
Yeah. But yeah, but you wouldn't have gotten any notification. Or maybe you get a chat notification.
Yeah.
Shoot. Maybe Ode to Booze should always just
card
should
may
just,
blank.
Should just call get player.
Well, I don't think the get player calling get player is what refreshes your effects. I think it's calling the whatever function is that populates that array.
Populates the effects array.
Yeah, which I whose identity I cannot remember.
Refresh effects, load effects.
Oh, then show add effect function show add effect.
Yeah, because I mean it. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that because that is an artifact of the current effects that you have being stored in the session, and only updating when it needs to. And yeah.
And an artifact of the fact that this game is kind of just a single player game.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you cast it on yourself, the act of adding an effect to yourself causes your session to refresh. So this would only ever happen. In a period of extreme lag when you didn't have it and somebody else cast it on you.
Yeah. Oh, no. If you, no, get player totally does. Never mind. I'm stupid.
In what?
There's totally a on the player table, there's totally a field called refresh effect.
Yeah. But no, what he's saying is if you drink before your character pain has reloaded.
So we make invbooze, call get player.
Yeah, we make invbooze, call get player. And it's solved. So, I mean, that doesn't happen more than two or three times per player per day. Uh-huh. So it's not, the overhead of that isn't. And actually, you know, get player isn't even that.
No.
Get player is not that hard on the database anymore.
No, it's not. I've been running with time stamping enabled like you have. And it just doesn't take very long at all. So
yeah.
I will just call me some get player and everyone will love me.
Yeah. Still not to the point where I think we should run get player in the header, but
no, totally not. Let me double check and make sure I didn't fuck anything up.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, "Holy shit, 100 items for the new familiar? That's worse than the NPZR, but only if you didn't pay attention in school."
What?
It's times like this that I wish I had paid attention to what my mother said to me.
Why? What did she say?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Good answer.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, "A free bag of Cheetos should come with a purchase of a burger at the White Citadel." They don't have Cheetos at White Castle. Jed the Nifty says, "No 8 Jew gnomes? I'm quite disappointed. I was looking forward to sleepy, sneezy, grumpy, dopey, happy, bashful Doc and naked." But wouldn't they be, like, covetous... hook-nosed.
Oh, God.
No, it just...
Pound of flesh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boy.
Hey, it's not me, it's Shakespeare.
Right, yeah. He did hate the Jews and the French. You know what he hated more than both of those, though? French Jews. Yeah. Or as we've started calling them, freedom Jews. We also hate the French. We don't hate Jews as much because they make our movies. I mean, we, America. Not we, Asymmetric Publications, LLC. Though the views of me technically are the views of Asymmetric Publications, LLC, they do not in any way reflect them.
Because they're invisible. And therefore right. Have no reflection.
All of Asymmetric Publications, LLC's views are vampires. And so it's impossible for anything to reflect them.
But they fear garlic, and their views cannot go out during the day.
Gleeb says, "Could you change the red?" No, sorry. It has to be all at once, or else the fighters won't get scrambled. Dude, seriously, no, nobody cares about a single one. That doesn't flash the message on the radar.
All right, get player is done being called. Yo.
All right. Max Van says, "Will cans of Binarka ever drop again? Maybe next time, like a pirate day. I don't know."
Or maybe we'll change it up entirely again.
Yep. That's not unlikely.
We're keeping you on your peg legs, people.
Ho-ho. Yo-ho.
Gold S says, "Grouchy restless spirit plus chewing gum on a string equals spirit gum." Yeah, and then we could put in all kinds of mustache accessories that you could only equip if you had spirit gum equipped as an accessory.
Smells like teen spirit gum.
Hogulus, why are there no beds in the haunted bedroom? Why are there no people who read things in the haunted library?
I think that's going to become the new, how can you type with boxing gloves on?
Right yeah, now? Yeah. Hogulus says, "Disregard my last question, just remember that line in the book. Speaking of which, thanks for making the whole backstory thing for it." That was fun. I've never tried to write anything like that before. I was pleased. I think some of them didn't have quite as many jokes as I would have liked, but I was pretty happy with the whole where he met Lady Spooky Raven, and the astonishing coincidence of their names was taken as a sign that they should immediately marry and have kids. Yeah.
I like the hard-to-find books and the hard-to-clean pen. That was really funny.
Strong Beth NEX says, whatever happened to Riff's feelies for the store? Riff?
We sold out at a con.
In the first hour.
In the first hour and took, I don't even know how many
there's at least pre-orders. 30.
There's pre-orders. At least 30. So, yeah. Once I find out how many batches I need to make, we'll put whatever's left after serving those pre-orders into the store and start taking more pre-orders once those are sold out.
Yep. We should have a feely packing party where me and Hot Stuff and the Pretentious Artist come over here and you
each other's feelies.
You direct us.
It's gonna be at least a couple weeks because I have to order more rocks and keys and stuff.
But I'm thinking that you should maybe
order enough for 200 or 300, and the labor is a non problem because that's fun, you know. So yeah, I don't know how many did you make in the first place?
48.
So yeah, let's order 6 times the stuff that you ordered for the last one, and
I have to add together all those receipts and see how much you owe me too.
Oh right.
Maybe we should get him a credit account for this stuff. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it would have to be a credit account with 10 different companies is the problem with this. I mean, I have no problem doing the whole reimbursement thing. It's a pain in the ass for you guys, I guess. But you could also just tell me where to order them from, and I could order them. I mean,
it's no big deal.
It just never happens when I'm here. I don't know. Zaxor says, 8 abso-fucking-lutely awesome new zones. Easily the best Tuesday update ever. Will other areas see this treatment like the Spooky Forest sort of did? Maybe something. There won't be any content dumps on the order of this apart from NS13 until NS13. But, you know. Enter the Wumpa says, I think it'd be really nice to have an option to put the mostly potions category in the miscellaneous or consumables pages of the inventory. I actually would almost, I don't know, I could go either way on that. I honestly feel like putting them in consumables, since they are, in order to be in that category, they are technically something that gets consumed when you use it, and that makes hardcore easier.
Yes.
I mean, the miscellaneous pane of the inventory smaller. Because right now, so many things are just in that basket.
The dusty animal bones.
Yeah.
Lilith says, there needs to be a raven that quacks, Lenore, Vice, Nevermore, just saying. Vice? What? I don't understand that, Lilith. Let's see. Captain Lunch says, do you think that the moxie levels for each zone could vary? Say, needing 5 moxie over the enemy to be untouchable in low levels, but 15-ish in high?
It kind of is that.
I don't really understand the player base's view of monster levels versus our view, because we have, you know, the exact...
Right, we have perfect knowledge of it. But I think what he's saying, he says you could even play a little more by having really hard-hitting monsters in narrow-range zones and light-hitting monsters in wide-range zones. Just a thought, hope you don't get this out of order. I think what he's saying is that at high levels, that the safe zone should be farther from the monster's power level as the monster's power level increases. So like and honestly that's kind of clever.
But isn't that what we did with
the
variation?
You're right. Technically we did. It's not for a given monster.
Right.
But I mean for the roll, I mean for the monster to, you know, cuz it basically rolls like a 1 to 5 minus
right,
a
right,
1
right.
to 5. Like, so if it was, you know, for low level zones, if it was a 1 to 1 minus a 1 to 1, you know.
Yeah.
Or a 0 to 1, whatever. I think that would be a too significant of a change to just drop in. But with the introduction of the variance in monster levels, you're right. We did, kind of accomplish that, because you know a power 100 monster does basically have a 20 point range in which it can hit you part of the time.
I mean, an individual one doesn't, but that monster as a category does. Glebe says, have you messed with the beer lens code at all? The last four runs, I've gotten them first. If so, thank you for doing it. I love my bartender in a box. If not, please don't nerf it. you know, I might have... Oh, weird. I might have fucked that up.
Oh, just recently?
Yeah, I did. Nobody noticed this, but a long time ago, and now that it's come up, I don't see any reason not to talk about it. I added a super likely, a one-time super likely into the tavern that gave you, I think, two beer lenses.
Yep.
Right? And I changed the super likely code recently, and I may have fucked that one up. Let me see. I'm going to go into my handy location spindler. Typical tavern kamaza.
While you're looking at that, O'Grady says, when I met Maddox and I asked if he remembers you guys, he said you had a great. He said you were great and had a blast drinking with you. Oh, and did you guys see him on tour for his book? He actually was at Comic-Con and had a booth there. He and the artist that did the comic that they just came out with. And we met them and went out for drinks once.
Yeah, I don't know when his first book tour was.
Yeah, I don't know. He was on his book tour. Comic-Con was like the second part of
the book tour.
Yeah.
Oh. So yeah, I mean, I guess technically we did see him.
Yeah. And apparently O'Grady says he signed Maddox signed O'Grady's book with his screen name.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's cool.
He signed Nama's with boobs. he was such a good dude.
Yeah, like, he was a really solid human.
Yeah,
being.
Yeah.
Does he play?
I don't think so.
Oh, we gave him the car, but
I kind of doubt if it. He's
it's not his bag, baby.
Yeah, he's not that much of a nerd, really.
But you say that though. I mean, he worked in IT for.
Well, yeah, but I mean, okay, I guess that's.
I mean, he had a website back when websites were.
That's really true, but I mean not like a. Lightning bolt kind of nerd, you know. I mean, like a, and then having like a certain amount of technical knowledge, I guess, just always sort of makes you a nerd. Yeah.
He met his wife online.
That is true. But like old school,
as
like,
you did.
ICQ. Yeah. What we both make a living off of our websites.
It's true.
How do you know we're not the same person? I'm still kind of pissed that I didn't get a machete.
Yeah.
I just wanted to have him sign a machete. Because it'd be cool to have a machete on my wall that was signed by Maddox.
That would be pretty cool.
I could probably send one.
I was
going to
say, if you mailed him one, he'd do it. That'd be a fun thing to try to get through the mail nowadays.
Oh, let's see. Garden Jai says, the longer rollover on Saturday refers to Saturday in Arizona, right? We're having a get-together tomorrow night after rollover, and members overseas want confirmation. You're having a get-together after rollover? It's after rollover to ? So people need to know when to show up. I'll tell you what. If you think rollover is going to be long and it's not, that just means you'll be fashionably late.
Oh.
But what is it? It's not the past, not the rollover that just happened, not the one after that, but the one after that that's going to be long, right?
Yeah.
Saturday night here. Saturday at 8:30.
I thought the Webalizer record said that Friday.
No,
night.
I misread them.
Oh.
I shifted over one to the left.
Okay, never mind then.
Junior says, are disturbing fanfics ever going to be implemented or worth anything? No. Olaf the Mediocre says, you ruined a wonderful economic opportunity for me by reducing the number of bone piles dropped. Oh, well, the rest mostly makes up for it. Did that change again? Yeah. What was going on there?
It was just that having two bone piles in that Clover adventure made getting the familiar take one quarter as long because you could just use... You could buy enough clovers in the mall to be able to get all your bone piles that way.
Are clovers cheaper than the bones?
I don't know. They were at the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still are.
I mean, because I feel like there's a lot of, you know, people bitching about the clover. Okay, so apparently also the clover adventure in the gallery, if your muscle class, is enough to level you from 11 to 15 in 100 turns. But
If you already have 100 clovers. Yeah. So, like, I'm curious.
Well, I just...
I mean, it makes sense for something like that.
For something like this. Because I want it to take at least a certain amount of time.
Yeah, yeah.
People were able to get in, like, one night, and that's not...
Yeah, no, that's not cool at all. If they could get an entire complete set by themselves in one day's worth of turns.
Yeah.
Valgith says, "Hey guys, everyone in trade is worried about the economy. As you have undoubtedly noticed, everything is really cheap now. Do you plan on doing anything about this?" You know what we should do? We should add a zone where you can just really easily automate the farming of meat.
That's a really good idea. I'll get started.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do
Why
that.
Don't we just add a zero to everything in the mall?
Okay.
Add a zero to everything.
The changes to the Icy Peak have stabilized the economy so that it's right now, unlike it had been, which for a month or two the meat supply was actually growing, and for about a week now or 2 weeks or whatever, it's been stable.
Hasn't it been 3 weeks? Since
3 weeks?
Peak? Yeah.
Well, there were a bit of problems because some like unrelated stuff right after the peak.
Right. Yeah.
So, but
we don't. There's a period of time for which we don't really have good
records.
Data.
Yeah.
I fixed all the meat log stuff.
Yeah, but for the period of time where it was broken, it's still and because of the other stuff that was going on with the meat supply right then, it's hard for us to look at more than 2 weeks worth of data.
So, I mean, given sort of standard economic models, a stable meat supply means that the economy will sort of stabilize to its base level.
Yes.
We'll see what that is, what that means. You know?
I mean, are Mr. A's down?
They're at 5 million each.
Where were they before? I mean,
they had been down to four.
Somebody
four
apparently
and a half
has been going through and buying up all the cheap ones. So.
Huh. That's weird. I wonder.
They went up. They had been like at 4 million, four to 4.5 million for a long time, and then they went up to 5 and have been holding there for about a month or two.
Huh.
I imagine October will affect those significantly.
The new.
If we do that. Do you want to do that?
The third anniversary of the...
Yeah,
oh, right, yeah. October 8th, because I think actually Scully was already getting on writing that, so...
Yeah, he had a pretty good idea for the item familiar.
That's cool.
At least it made me laugh.
You know, maybe we should just remove those and put in something completely different.
That would be popular.
Maybe another one Mr. Accessory item that was always in the store would be... Some
other member...
We could sell a server pass... That lead you onto the Mystical Ninth server, and then everyone would buy one. It would just be the laggiest server in the entire game.
Mr. Accessory Senior.
Wow, I never even... That would be a real dick move, to create a new server that you could only log into if you donated that was the same, just faster.
Well, I mean... This
Not that it would be especially faster, given the fact that the database is usually...
But I mean, dev is usually significantly faster than the other servers. Yeah. I mean, it's...
But if we were hard up for money, which is usually not the case...
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's the kind of thing that we could probably justify doing, because we could probably
get away with it.
We provide a little bit better service to the people, but then it would just, you know, people would accuse us of keeping it laggy on purpose to encourage donations.
And then we'd become rooms.
So you know what? I fucking wasn't paying attention, and 8 weeks from the time that I scheduled the MySQL consultant for 8 weeks later is in like 4 or 5 days.
Hot.
But I haven't heard anything out of them, and I think it's because I never got around to sending them the data.
So I need to do that now.
Yeah, I need to. It's the problem with it is that the data that they want me to collect is stuff that I have to like leave one thing running for a couple of periods of high use. So it's
would
like,
you like me to take care of it?
Actually, yes.
Write it up and I'll take care of it.
I would, because you can talk to Geff and you can get whatever access you need. That's actually a perfect way of actually getting that done. I will send you...
Someone else to do it.
Yeah, you know, all it is like a Word document that he sent me, and it's just the output of some commands that need to be run and dumped to files on the database server. So yeah, before I leave tonight, make me give you that file, because that's a fantastic idea. Joshua says,
Thank you for banning my multis. Funny story, I got them banned on purpose because I felt guilty for breaking the policy. I couldn't live with the agony of knowing that I was advancing a yardstick faster than some other players comparatively. Weird. I don't know if that's sarcastic or not. Yeah, never mind. Istanbul says, is Xenophobe drinking all those eggs because he's trying to get buff?
No, not at all.
Evang says, hey man, I think you should do some overly powerful skill suggestion in place of Spirit of Rigatoni. My idea is awesome.
I bet it is.
Oh, this made me laugh, says XSmoothX, and then sends a link that I don't know how to load because of all the spaces. I really should fix that in the whole Radio Bugbear thing. The 25 worst websites. Worst site number one, MySpace. Okay, that is good. Let's see. I'm gonna kind of try to burn through some of these questions. Last Bean says, do you hate RuneScape with a passion? No, I'm pretty indifferent to RuneScape. Comrade Jesus says, is Mr. Skullhead still alive? I was away for a couple months, so I must have missed something. Of course he's still alive.
We had to reanimate his corpse, but he's kind of alive.
White E-Penis Ranger says, will you really, really answer it on air? Of course. Istanbul says, there are four of you now. There are four Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Starting with Jick, then Zeno, then Riff, then Hot Stuff. Who would be which turtle? I always like Donatello.
I can never remember which one is which.
Leonardo has the katanas. Raphael has the size.
Raphael is my choice, by
Michelangelo
the way.
Has the nunchaka, and Donatello has the bow staff.
Yeah.
So you're Donatello and...
I don't remember.
Donatello, Raphael... Jick, Donatello, Zeno, Raphael. So swords or nunchucks?
Nunchucks, I guess?
All right. Which one was the
really annoying one?
Leonardo.
Michelangelo, the one
was annoying. Donatello was always building machines and shit, right? Like, he was the engineer.
And I was and Raphael's the real standoffish one.
Okay.
That, you know, sort of the Ronin of the group.
Hogula says, when Hero of the Half Shell was introduced, the only one-handed ranged weapons in existence were the lead yo-yo, the can of maces, and the can of fake snow. However, since then, numerous good one-handed ranged weapons, such as the clockwork crossbow and potato pistol, have come into existence. Furthermore, monster criticals have made it so a Moxie class player's ability to reduce damage taken from attacks isn't wholly superseded by his or her ability to dodge them entirely. With the increasing feasibility of a Moxie class wanting to use a shield, will you reconsider making Hero work only if one's muscle is higher than one's Moxie? I don't know. I mean, I still believe that my narrative justification for it works, but JLE points out a flaw in it. Okay, my justification is, if you are getting hit, if you're out moxieing your opponent to not get hit, then you're dancing out of the way. If you are using a shield to protect you, then you are getting hit and absorbing the damage.
Right.
So it makes sense, but JLE points out, yeah, but the shield would give you the benefit if you didn't have that skill. Mm. So, I mean, you know, we've acknowledged that Spirit of Rigatoni is bad under certain circumstances, or, you know, under a lot of circumstances, I guess. And we're making it do something else. I don't know. Maybe Hero of the Half Shell should just be a skill that allows you to equip shields. Or, you know...
no Cola War battlefield for you.
Or, you know, maybe it becomes a skill that allows shields to do double damage reduction. You know, we figure out an unbalancing way of doing it, and sure, I'll consider it.
You mean a not unbalancing way?
Yeah. No, I wanted an unbalancing way. Beckley says, can we get a note added in the time zone to reflect one standard U.S. zone like Eastern? What?
I'm going to change the way that works.
Yeah, that time zone thing shouldn't...
it shouldn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
I found a better way to do that doesn't require you to set anything.
Yeah.
It just uses the time zone configuration on your computer, which I'm going to guess that most of you have set.
CoolDude310 says, hey, are any of you guys bring sexy back?
What?
Yeah.
That last message was supposed to be bringing sexy back. I guess I killed it. Oh, I guess you did.
I still don't understand at all.
Sir Nightcrawler of Wormhole says, just wanted to say thanks for the kick-ass convention, even if no one liked my crappy pirate costume and abridged dictionary. Question, who do I have to rape to get a fish familiar? No, it's where do you have to mine or get a fish familiar?
To get the four fish familiar.
If you have 1,000 people kiss a fish and send us photos of them all,
man, that kid's getting close, I hear.
Well, he's got like 950 to go.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Got the pizza guy to do it too, man. Yeah. It'll happen eventually, but
then it'll be like years.
Okay, all right. I was under the impression that he was actually getting close.
No. Not from the last time I checked the thread.
It'll be interesting to see what kind of shape that cactus is in for the last couple hundred pictures. It's just a tiny shred. Because at that point, he could just get people to take pictures of themselves with green yarn or whatever, and we wouldn't know. I mean, yes, we would.
I liked how his custom avatar has a little cactus in it by his side.
I Am a Rouge says, what are all the items that when equipped at rollover make your account permanent? Anything from Mr. Store?
Yeah.
Or a fetus smashing club. Like, we decided that a bunch of the custom items would be marked Mr. Store items for some reason. I forget what our rationale was. It was
To make them unsmashable.
To make them unsmashable, that was it. Yeah. But not Krovax's. Haha. He finally smashed that the night
of
the custom.
Yeah, at the party, yeah.
Everybody was all disappointed, I think.
Well, the suspense was kind of built up because the wireless connection was bad, and he kept not being able to do it, and then finally he got to do it, and... I don't know. It had just been so built up.
Nightmare says, what do you think about me being in Ur base, killing all Ur dudes?
He's a cock mangler.
He is a cock mangler. Yeah, Yerick the Real Bad was real into that meme over Con and kind of...
Cockmangler?
No, the...
cockmangler. No.
No, being in Ur base, killing all Ur dudes. If anybody knows where that actually came from...
Originally. It's apparently impossible to do research on the internet.
Yeah. Nightmare says, what kind of time frame do you envision for the funk from the costume party house's pool to completely take over the western seaboard? Well, I don't know. It made it to my car in about 8 hours. So, at that rate, several years still. But Istanbul says, are you going to dip your ass in the pudding? Oh, you bet I am, baby. Nigel says, you mean there aren't any other areas coming out with NS13? No, there are buttloads.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's two new zones, which have a bunch of... two new quests.
Yeah.
Which will have a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, so our current plan for the level 11 quest is...
Crazy!
1, 2, 3, 4, there's four entirely new zones...
And a bunch of revamps to stuff.
Yeah, four entirely new zones, a couple zones that get completely revamped. then another sort of... I don't know if it's going to be zones or just sets of puzzles.
In between.
Somewhere halfway in between fully developed zones and zones that exist for the sake of a puzzle. And then the level 12 one is going to be...
Interesting.
Yeah. It's going to be... So in total, there will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 new zones available.
Yeah.
But the outcome of your action sort of determines which zones are available to you on a given ascension run. So
yeah.
It's not, there won't be 5 new zones open to you at the same time, but there will be, you know, like, at a certain point, there will be 1 of 2 zones available to you. At another point, there will be 1 of 2 zones available to you. And that's going to be neat. I'm excited about... because it's... The mechanics of that quest are really simple, but really interesting, yeah. I think. And there's going to be a lot of opportunity for just a lot of writing in there and a lot of...
Because you're going to have to do it for so long, it needs to have a lot of content.
Yeah. That's cool. There are a ton of new areas coming out with NS13. I think that the only new areas are areas associated with the two quests. But they are fully developed zones apart from that. I mean, the for the level 11 quest, the new zones will all exist, not just for the sake of the quest, but they will be real zones with stuff for you to farm or whatever.
Is that the definition of a zone? Is some place that you can farm?
Yes. Grinder says the chalk dust wraith cannot be run away from. You have to hit runaway 30 times.
I don't think no, that's true. You're probably wearing the antique arms and armor.
Yeah, if you have really bad combat initiative or if you really are seriously out-moxied by the monster, then you can't run away.
We should probably wrap it up here soon.
Oh, should we? All right, 10:56. Well, let's skim through the questions. Maledictus says, I've heard that the level requirement for Ascension will be going up from 11 to 13. Is this true? Yes, eventually. The duck on a string says Kornoke comes up with a you hit for X damage pretty frequently. Okay, well, I'll look at that and see what the reasoning for that is. Hogula says, implementing my favorite familiar Ascension history / leaderboard idea thing, if you do, you should make sure no familiar is tallied alongside the actual familiars. Otherwise, one could just take a stab bat along on exactly one combat adventure, put it in his or her terrarium, and never take another familiar out of the terrarium again, and then get rewarded with a 100% stab bat run. Yeah, no, you totally, we would have thought of that. Di Vernon says, the go-back link for the Haunted Pantry still says the right side of the tracks, but so does the go-back link for the outskirts of Cobb's Knob still lead to the plains. I honestly feel like once you're in the manor, you're pretty much never going to adventure in the pantry again, unless you're playing for can lids or whatever.
And that's the way out, too. I mean, really.
Yeah. The Piggy says, what day is KOL Valentine's Day? I just heard about it today. And Merrick needs to be handed off to somebody else. And so I'm trying to get those details while I'm talking. Maledictus says, does the Fez of Etymology do anything in chat? If not, it should. Does not, but that's fine. Sorry again. Let's see. Boba James, hey guys, wanted to say thank you very much for the new zones, and I do love the balls. I've heard that about you, Boba James, that you love the balls. Melon Squeezer says, thank you for finally throwing in a Crash Test Dummies reference with the Two Knights and Maidens. Hey, that was fun. I got to listen to that song over and over and over again while I was working on it. Jetzor says, awesome new zones, but KOL still needs a lava zone and a water zone, indeed. And Sergny says, with the new zones, are there new trophies? Yes, 7. Gorblack says, I love the title of the One Night Stand adventure. I had to do a double take to get that. We like those things.
I just now got that, for what it's worth.
Oh, yeah. Ubid says, I actually got a friend of mine to join, but then he totally quit a couple days later because he said there was too much to figure out what to do. Huh.
Aw.
That makes me sad. Yeah, I know. But there's also threads about how it's too easy. Yeah. Yeah, let's see. Looking... Echo Phantom says, like to congratulate Riff on the Bones Piles mechanic. Piles mechanic, take a bow. Like to congratulate Echo Phantom on doing some gumball math, apparently. It's one sneaky point doing that. Gorblack says, you have yet to change the big stick description to speak softly and carry this. Well, I did put that in as a staff thing. A staff attack text.
Staff attack. Staff attack!
Let's see. Man, we got a lot of questions today.
I sent the message like twice.
Okay.
Plus, there might have been some stuff that happened on Tuesday that people wanted to talk
about. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine what it would have been, though.
Hawksmore says, regarding the familiar pulling response, why didn't I say it was 99% fuck no, 2% meh? Yeah. And certainly suggests Facebook advertising. Okay.
I don't think any of us are in college.
Shaggy says the ghost of the normalized table is crying and rolling over in its grave. Palpy says, you're telling me that the KOL database isn't in fourth normal form? Shame, Jick, for shame. Yep.
It's more like in a fourth fucked form.
Fifix Master says, hey Riff, what rocks in my pork elf sack are what jewels?
Let me see. The tiger eye is bacon stone. The rose quartz is amethyst, and the other one, the speckly one that I can't remember the name of, is porkoise.
And they're all delicious.
Yes.
Groctoman says, Hot Stuff has a lead foot, which rules, because his con shuttle ran more frequently and on time than the downtown subway. Thanks for driving, Hot Stuff. Yeah, seriously, man. That's
that like quarter mile section of road between the parking lot and the house, I got people in the van, and then I tried to convince them that what we really wanted to do was take the sort of speed bump dip things as fast as possible.
Fast instead of slow.
By the end, we were between 70 and 80 miles an hour over
Neat.
The...
Wow.
It's a 35 mile an hour zone.
La 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 Lori says...
Next time.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Nah, I wasn't going to say anything important.
She said, do you guys know the recipe for the sex with Merrick? It's delicious, and I'd love to make it for parties. Yes, I would. I need to talk to Jason, who was the...
The recipes were posted in...
Oh, were they?
Somewhere.
Oh,
In the forums.
Oh, in the forum thread about con. Okay, all right, check there, La 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 Lori. Young Yellowstone says, verb in or noun. I always thought it came from a Counter-Strike chat. Yeah, but I'd like to get confirmation of the origin. And I'd also like to hand off to, I guess, N-Serg, he's taking it, because Merrick is having some somebody in his server killing all his packets in his internet. All right, now I need to find a song.
Stupid series of tubes.
Every goddamn time my eye is drawn to this stupid Bob Marley and the Wailers CD that I ripped of my ex-girlfriend's. And I fucking can't stand Bob Marley.
It's funny because he was ripping them in alphabetical order, so that's why he had B for Bob.
Yeah, Marley. Bob Marley. I have all these crappy CDs
from A to D.
Interspersed with mine, yeah, from like A to D, and that's it. Oh, and some Ozzy Osbourne because she put Ozzy Osbourne alphabetically after Black Sabbath, which is kind of cool. I mean, that's a interesting way of doing it. And also some Paul McCartney and some Wings because those were alphabetically after Beatles. Bozzy Osbourne. Bozzy Bosbourne. All right. I'm going to play some Proclaimers.
Proclaimers.
I thought I was, but let's see. Do you think I should do the old standard I'm going to be, or how about Cap in Hand? Haven't heard Cap in Hand in a while. All right. Good night, guys. I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of N-Serg-Ni after the 3 minutes and 24 seconds this song takes, and see you Monday.
See you Monday.
Yep.
Tell the meaning of a word like siree. I got the movies when I was 16. I could tell the difference between margarine and butter. I could see the scattering where they started to stutter. But I can't understand why we let someone else be la la. I could get it. Jump from being in a fight.